Free will. Free will is simply that your ego personality can interfere or redirect the display of your incarnated experience that your spirit has decided or designed for you to experience. Fate is true. Your spirit has designed what you have come here to live, experience, and encounter, because your spirit is who incarnated, who manifested this form, because your spirit is looking to have some experiences that we cannot understand or conceive of as a human being. There is a large picture designed by your spirit, not by some omnipotent God that's controlling you, by your spirit. And from this context, your spirit is your God. Your spirit is the God of your human being. And that's really what God is. Your spirit has designed it, and everything that you experience, this is fate. So everything in your life is fated. The exact display or human experience of that fate can alter or be changed. This planet, being one of originally of 100% free will, is where the ego personality of that human being has been given the ability to make choices whether it's going to go along with spirit's design or the God of the human being, its design, or it's going to try and change it, fight it, or just simply go along with it. This is where free will is at its limitation. At a little bit larger picture, there is no such thing as free will. The human being wants to think that it has free will because it was the designed experiment. And the designed experiment was to see how it would evolve, choose to evolve, if and when it would find its own light and its own Godhead, which is its own spirit. So let's be real clear that the God of your human being is your spirit. It is you. Your ego personality, once patterned with belief systems and behaviors, has the ability to interfere with the design of your spirit or go along with it. After many life experiences in the world of duality and form are caught in these cycles, there is a memory in your soul, what we have called the soul memory. The soul memory and the current incarnated ego personality of that human being are what appear to be free will, but in some ways they are simply patterned behaviors learning to become one with the God, your spirit, that created them. So the ego personality has the option to modify the display of the spirit design based upon its human experience and what it wants to encounter or prefers to go through. So your human may or may not want to have to deal with certain situations and circumstances, so it chooses a different way to display what you have come to do. So let's say having a child. You decide that you don't want to have a child because your ego personality can't handle it or deal with it. So now you decide to not have a child, but you wanted to have, your spirit wanted to have some sort of encounter with another being who was incarnating or an encounter with children. So you may turn up being a child care worker. You may end up being a teacher in a school. This way you still get to encounter the children or the being you wanted to encounter in some way. You may be friends with that child's mother and be neighbors so that you can see that child a lot, almost like they were your own and you didn't have to give birth to them. So all these are things are subject to change. And you, once you wander off and change that way, you are already there. It's okay. There's nothing wrong. You didn't miss anything. You will always encounter what your spirit has wanted you to encounter in some way, shape, or form, just not in the display that may have originally been designed. So in conclusion to this, your ego personality gets to decide how much pain or happiness you encounter in any incarnation based upon its choices and its experiences and belief systems based upon those experiences.